You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Federal regulators looking into the solvency of regional banks all across the country in light of the Silicon Valley and Signature Bank collapses. They're also taking a look at oversight for Silicon Valley Bank. A study gave it a clean bill of health just a couple weeks ago. President Biden will sign an executive order today increasing background checks for those who buy guns online. ABC's Andy Field has the details.
The president's gun background check order will direct the Justice Department to clarify who is actually selling firearms and work to make sure fewer are sold without background checks. Biden administration officials say many gun dealers who sell should be checking for criminal records, but aren't. Some don't realize they must. The president's order, though, will not get rid of private gun show sale loopholes that avoid those background checks.
More flooding is expected across parts of California as another atmospheric river bears down on the state. This is ABC News. North Carolina police holding a man on over $1 million bond. He's accused of kidnapping a 13-year-old girl he lured from her home in Texas. ABC's Lionel Moyes says they met online and chatted for months.
The FBI Violent Crime Task Force in Texas coordinated with a sheriff in Davidson County, North Carolina, quickly zeroing in on where they believed she was. Finding the teen locked in this green shed, the property owner saying she had no idea someone was in her shed.
I never see her inside my house, on the camera. I didn't know she was even here.
This case, another example of the rising problem of human trafficking.
Uber and Lyft can continue to treat their drivers as independent contractors in California. That from a state appeals court in a case over whether drivers should be considered employees, making them eligible for benefits like sick leave. And a fight over laundry. New proposed rules from the Biden administration would require that washing machines use less water. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A committee of state lawmakers is putting Wisconsin's parole commission under the microscope today. Republicans criticized the commission last year for freeing a man who killed his wife. He'd only served 25 years of an 80-year sentence. The woman's family complained they never got a chance to respond. His parole was eventually revoked and the chairman quit. More information is coming out about the baby found dead in Whitewater 10 days ago. Authorities say the baby was a boy who was less than 2 days old. Police found the baby in a plastic bag inside a cardboard box. Investigators say they're looking for the baby's parents. In sports, the Bucks beat Sacramento last night 133-124. Milwaukee is at Phoenix tonight. Also tonight, the Badgers open NIT play at home against Bradley. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding,
whoa,
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. The sun's shining, even though it is pretty cold out there.
Man, it's bitter cold out there, man. I've been trying to warm up in here, man. And, you know, my fingertips, man, I'm just cold, man. You know, and so anybody out there, if you hear me whining and complaining when the summer rolls around that it's too hot, you got permission to call me and tell and remind me of me complaining about how cold it is. Man, you know, in less than a week, the calendar year, it's going to be spring. And man, I, you know, 19 degrees, sun is out, but it's not making a whole hell of a lot of difference. I'm just ready, man. I'm just ready. Hopefully, we won't have to deal with any more snow. Well, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, man. It's not going to happen. We'll probably get a little more, but we should be around 40 degrees on average right now. I mean, we're really in the kind of deep freeze, 20 degrees. It was that yesterday. And normally, I'm always talking about how great it is for the sun to be out and you can feel the warmth. Sun is certainly out, but you can't feel any warmth from it now. Who is this interrupting my piece already this morning? None other than my good friend Al. Hey, Al, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. And what's all this whining about?
I'm cold, now, man.
If you start complaining about the heat, then I get to slap you, right?
you mean you get to do a Will Smith?
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Only my hands are bigger than you.
Hey, you just took the words out of my mouth. I said somebody with hands as big as you, absolutely not. You know, but you know, maybe find a woman, you know, or child.
I don't get it. What's wrong with you?
It's freezing, man.
You've been in this weather all your life. And you ain't adjusted to it yet?
No, man. Listen, man. I made the mistake of reading earlier. Well, I can't say early this week. What's today? Tuesday? Well, late last week, I looked at the calendar and it said spring in 10 days. That was might have been Saturday. And in my mind, I just, man, moved right to spring, man. Warm weather, you know, rain.
Yeah, what?
Plants.
See, they call me the snowman sometimes. I love cold weather.
Oh, man, come
on,
man.
I got an internal heater, and I love cold weather. Number one reason I love cold weather, ain't no bugs.
Yeah, well, that's right. Hey, but you listen, you want to make the sacrifice just for there not being bugs?
Hello, yes, I will.
Oh, man, come on.
And if it's over 75 degrees, it's too hot for me.
Well, listen, man. So you could live on a glacier, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're already living on one.
When I was in the Air Force, I was in Alaska. I was in Greenland for a hot minute. But, you know, when I was in Vietnam and them other places, I was suffering. Because it was hot all the time.
Hey, Al, did I ever tell you of my excursion in the Air Force? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
I never told you that story.
I didn't know you were ever in the Air Force.
I was in Lackland Air Force Base, San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas.
19, as the old folks say, 1976. Or 75.
I was getting out, and I got out in 74.
And so what I remember when I went down to Lackland Air Force Base, what I remember more than anything else, Al, is on that base, they had a dividing line where we were teaching Iraqi pilots how to fly.
Yeah.
No,
and there were some from Africa.
Yes.
And one of my best friends from Ethiopia, Adenu.
So.
He was from Ethiopia, and they were down there training.
So the reason that I never forgot that was many years later, we were at war with Iraq, and I was thinking, man, how could that be when they were our allies?
We wasn't at war with anybody.
George Bush was?
See, y'all get this stuff mixed up.
Oh, you mean George Bush was at war? George
Thank
Bush
you.
Was?
No, they wasn't at war. They was over there trying to get more oil and get richer. We wasn't at war.
No, you listen, I was thinking about this just today. Somehow we've soon forgotten about our excursion in Iraq. It's erased. And if you look at Iraq today, something that was stable, man, Iraq is in upheaval. We spent all that time and all that money in Iraq and said we were going to bring those people peace. They don't have peace in Iraq, man.
They don't have peace nowhere in the Middle East, and they haven't for many years, and they never will, because it's about dominance. These people here are doing the same thing over there. They're trying to have one regime that controls everything and what have you. Over there, they get away with it. They don't get away with it here, totally. But the point is, all of these wars we've had, or so-called wars, actually, when I did this training over at UWM for veterans, there's actually only been 5 declared wars in the history of this country. 5. All the rest of these things are called police action. They're not actual wars because they've never been declared, and the president cannot declare a war. That has to be done by Congress.
You know, Al, it's... When we talk about erasing history, right? Well, the Iraq War basically has been erased. And man, nobody ever talks about that.
But see, that's not, again, it's not a war. It's a police action.
I got that. But it's recent. It's recent enough for us to remember shock and awe. It's recent enough for us to remember the amount of money that came up missing and the amount of people that were slaughtered. And so our...
That's called collateral damage.
I get that. I know that's what they call it.
I'm saying all of that you're talking about is what they call collateral damage.
But
they weren't the initial target, but they are the ones who suffer because they got in the way.
So that nation, and you remember that was where the, what did they call them, man? The pits where they burned all
the fire pits.
The fire pits. And all the people who died and suffered from the fire pits, who even to this day, you know, we are starting to find out how many soldiers and veterans have suffered from that. You know, people talked about time.
That was from breathing the smoke and what have you.
Yeah, I know.
They had fire pits in Vietnam, too.
But in your time, you know, it was a lot to do with Agent Orange. But the fact, remember when they set all the oil wells, the Iraqis?
Yeah,
set
they set them on fire trying to burn out the oil so that the Americans couldn't get that oil out of there.
And the fact that it was day and you couldn't see daylight because it was of all the fires that they burned and the damage that that did to people's lungs and even people, a generation after that, are still suffering, Americans as well as Iraqis. And yet no conversation at all about that. Now, does that make me anti-American, Al, for talking about that?
No, it doesn't. But you're telling, as long as you're telling the truth, how can that be anti-American? It's about truth. And the deal is, people don't understand, and people assume that all veterans are taken care of by the United States government. That's one of the biggest lies that anybody ever told. We got 11 major hospitals in this country, and the majority of veterans in this country cannot be served at those hospitals.
So
I'm one of them because they told me I couldn't get help at the VA hospital because I make too much money.
So Al, hang on, man. Because
they didn't ask me how much money I made when they put their uniform on me.
Hey, Al, can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, because I want to talk a little bit about that for a few minutes. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. On the line, my good friend Al. From Milwaukee, you can join us. Got to go to a break. I got the space heater on in here now. All is fine with the world. And it's right up on me. So we'll be right back.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar...
Earn, play, and win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Rewards Club members can earn up to $155 rewards play and $5 to use at Whitetail Crossing or to grab a bite to eat at the Swiftwater Lounge. Guests may start earning points on your Rewards Club card 7 a.m. through 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. till midnight every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Become an off-road warrior with Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Now until March 25th, guests can earn entries for one of the grand prize drawings on February 25th, March 11th, and March 25th. All you need to do is earn 25 points to receive $10 rewards play and an entry up to four times a day. One grand prize winner will win a gift certificate to Power Pack Sports and Equipment in Marshfield for a Polaris ATV or UTV, with six consolation winners being drawn to win a scooter cooler or up to $500 cash. For complete contest rules and to see the rides in person, visit the Rewards Club booth. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $150 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, and man, does it feel good in here. That's cool. Man, amazing what a space heater can do right up on top of you. But anyway, let's go back to my good friend Al. So Al, I think when we keep hearing, we don't hear the stories, the true stories of what's happening with veterans in this country. We still talk about how we support the veterans and how this country supports the veterans. And you and I know too many veterans who really...
Well, I was vice president of the Center for Veterans Issues. CVI is the largest veteran service organization that is founded and operated by minorities, but primarily African-American, and it was founded in Milwaukee. The point is, the research that we've done with the Department of Defense, et cetera, over the years shows that only one third of all of the veterans in this country who are what we call eligible because of an honorable discharge receive any services from the VA. And over the years, they created a system that prevents them from having to serve us. And now they put a money factor involved. And when I got sick about 5 years ago, I went to the VA hospital. And after they did my background, they found out that even though I'm an honorably discharged veteran, I make too much money. My wife and I, our income was over their limit, so I could not get served by the Veterans Administration. So, and most people don't know that. And there's other issues involved where there was a time when almost everybody was a full-time soldier, and then after a certain point, they started to stop recruiting full-time people and start putting everything into the reserves. Well, the length of time that reserves go through training and then get actual active duty prevents them from actually becoming veterans. Therefore, they don't qualify for any veteran service. Most people don't know that.
Well, there's a lot of things most people don't know, Al. You know, I work with a lot of veterans during my 34 years at A.O. Smith, and many of those men suffered from Agent Orange and other things. And even though people knew, our government knew that those men had been exposed to that, to Agent Orange, which was used to clear the foliage in Vietnam.
Yeah, it was basically a weed killer that they put in there. And we sprayed that stuff everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that was around it breathed it.
And it caused cancer and all sorts of things to our soldiers, and they were exposed to all of that, and they knew that, Al, when those men came back from Vietnam and they were young. And instead of compensating them for that while they were young, they waited until many of them reached their 60s.
That's called collateral damage, like I said earlier. Collateral damage. And see, when they were doing all that spraying and what have you, they just assumed that most of them people weren't going to live nowhere.
Right.
And I hate to put it that way, but when you look at what was done and how it was done, that was collateral damage.
Yeah. But that impacted these guys' families. And all
That's
of that.
Right.
And so many of these guys, I saw them as they aged and got sick. And then finally, in many of them, the latter years of their life, the government finally said, oh, yeah, we were culpable. We were guilty. We'll start paying you for the damage we did. But it was in the latter years of their life. You know.
And most of them, when they had hearings, the hearing board did not approve most of what they were claiming. So they got very little anyway.
Yeah. And
as I said, it was collateral damage. They were waiting for them to die.
So I just think that the American people should be made aware of, it's one thing to talk about, you know, say thanks to the veterans, right? You see a veteran, you shake his hand, thank you for your service. If the government itself doesn't treat the veteran properly, the fact that a civilian says thank you for your service, come on, man.
Most of the people who say to a veteran, thank you for your service, are other veterans. Most of the people you hear say welcome home are other veterans. They're not civilians, and they definitely aren't politicians. So, you know, when you hear people say that, 99% of those people are us talking to each other. We were never welcomed home from by the civilian population of this country. When they showed all that stuff on TV, people killing each other every day, then they blamed us.
Yeah.
And I'm saying we were the soldiers. We were doing what we were told to do. Yeah. That was our job. When you signed that piece of paper, it said that you would put your life on the line for God and country.
Hey,
it didn't say nothing about your family or anybody else.
Hey, Al, we got to run, man. Thank you very much for the call. And Al, Peace. Thank you for your service.
Hey, Earl.
I know.
Get you some underwear.
Hey, right, man. I got to go to a break.
Got to go to a break.
844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Federal regulators looking into the solvency of regional banks all across the country in light of the Silicon Valley and Signature Bank collapses. They're also taking a look at oversight for Silicon Valley Bank. A study gave it a clean bill of health just a couple weeks ago. President Biden will sign an executive order today increasing background checks for those who buy guns online. ABC's Andy Field has the details.
The president's gun background check order will direct the Justice Department to clarify who is actually selling firearms and work to make sure fewer are sold without background checks. Biden administration officials say many gun dealers who sell should be checking for criminal records, but aren't. Some don't realize they must. The president's order, though, will not get rid of private gun show sale loopholes that avoid those background checks.
More flooding is expected across parts of California as another atmospheric river bears down on the state. This is ABC News.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The roadblocks are down in Lac du Flambeau, at least for now. The town board and the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa have reached a temporary agreement to buy time for a permanent solution. Easements on the roads expired more than a decade ago. The tribe started blocking parts of some town roads on tribal land at the end of January. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers consider a bill today to stop the state's licensing board from barring so-called conversion therapy. Republicans have already struck down a recent rule that classified efforts to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity as unprofessional conduct. Governor Evers promises to veto the bill if it passes. In sports, the Bucks beat Sacramento last night 133-124. Milwaukee is at Phoenix tonight. Also tonight, the Badgers open NIT play at home against Bradley. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
5 hours of special spring primary election coverage. A dozen reporters, hosts, and political experts tracking results for you around Wisconsin.
Everything from your local races to the Supreme Court.
Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly moving on to the general election.
Coverage you won't find anywhere else. And we're doing it all again for the important general election in April.
Elections or anytime, we're here for you. Your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. You know, the Republicans control the House, and they promised big reforms when they wound up taking over the House. And, you know, they're certainly going to be cutting, the budget. Excuse me. That's main things they talked about. What we were going to do. We're gonna do all these reforms, and we're going to bring things into order. There's been too much money spent. We're going to cut programs, and the programs that where most of the money is being spent We clearly know what it is: defense, Social Security, Medicare. They don't have the stomach to take on any of that. So where are they working? Well, we're going to take on, dun, 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 food aid. You know, the SNAP aid that goes to poor people, the elderly, and others. I just don't understand, you know, how people can be so cruel. Whatever it is that is being spent on SNAP benefits for the poor, the elderly, young people, because the people who benefit from SNAP are the elderly and children for the most part. So they're going after those benefits. Now, you may say, we can't afford, you know, to do that, and people need to find a way, you know, to feed themselves. It's not the government's responsibility to feed them. But for heaven's sakes, you know, you can't find anything else to go after. But, you know, women, children, and the elderly, because that's basically who the SNAP program supports. More than a dozen House Republicans are expected to release legislation Tuesday that would impose more harsh work requirements on certain recipients of federal food aid, a clear signal that the GOP intends to target nutritional assistance in the critical debt ceiling budget and farm bill talks. I don't know. But I don't think the amount of money that's being spent on the SNAP programs even amount to a hill of beans on what the budget is and the budget deficits. So what kind of cowards will choose to go after children, women, and the elderly? I don't know. Maybe you think that, you know, that's fair game. Led by Representative, I don't think it is. I think it's a coward who looks at it from that perspective. Led by Representative Dusty Johnson, a Republican South Dakota, the measure would expand the age bracket for able-bodied supplemental nutritional assistance program recipients without dependents. We're talking about people up to 65 years of age who get some SNAP benefits. You want them to go back to work. And I know that the amount of money that they're receiving in SNAP benefits, which have been cut even more this year, don't amount to a hill of beans. Why is that an issue? Can't they find something else? And this is what really frustrates me the most. In the areas where their constituents are. You know, you can't tell me that in South Dakota there aren't some poor people, some poor families who are struggling, who certainly need that food support. Man, we throw away more food in this country than almost any other nation on earth. And we can't find a place. We think that there's that these people who are doing the best they can, and yet we can't feed them. I mean, listen, man, they're not asking for an automobile, a roof over their head. They're asking for food. And we can't find a way to make sure that they are fed properly. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Hey, Stephen, good morning to you. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
So they want to cut the SNAP benefits, man. You know, these people are cold-blooded, man. You know, these people can't defend themselves. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I had a call in on this topic because I was actually a child that grew up in a household where SNAP benefits was the only way that I would have, that I ate as a child. It was the only way that there was food put on the table for me. And the fact that they want to cut this makes me very angry. And I will never understand why they want to cut a benefit that feeds thousands of children.
Tens of thousands a year.
Maybe
hundreds of thousands of children. Not, you know, that's exactly. And the elderly.
Now, if you want to do something to regulate the SNAP benefits better, because there is fraud in the SNAP benefits program where people do things that are fraudulent, that's a different story. But to altogether end them, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And I can guarantee you, anyone that's on board with that has never had to use these benefits themselves.
So, Stephen, hang on a second, because I'm going to bring a guy who's clearly on the other side of this on the air, and I want you to have a conversation with him. Let's go to CJ. Hey, CJ, good morning.
Morning, Earl.
So what are your thoughts on Republicans wanting to cut SNAP benefits?
Well, I think discussions have to be said, but, you know, first off, I want to thank Al for his service. It just baffles me. Is there no end to spending money for you Democrats? Do you know how much every man, woman, and child owe the government today?
Hell, do you, Hey, CJ, do you think it's because it's because of the food stamps that they give to the poor? Do you think that's the reason every man, woman, and child owes $94,000? Is that what you think?
There should be a safety net for people, but we each the baby that's born today owes $94,000.
Again, man, what part of this don't you understand? What part of that is the cost of food stamps? You don't say that when it comes, how much of that $94,000 is in military spending? And you don't open your mouth about that.
That's your grandbaby.
Every family has one. The Smother.
Hold!
The stakes couldn't be higher when it comes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
We can't have an extremist like Dan Kelly on the court.
Kelly wants abortion banned, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother.
Kelly supports Wisconsin's 1849 criminal abortion ban.
That law strips women of our freedom to make our own decisions on abortion.
But that's not all.
Kelly is a MAGA Republican who's been endorsed by Donald Trump himself. Take a listen.
Go vote for Justice Daniel Kelly to defend the rule of law.
Extremist Dan Kelly was paid more than $100,000 by the Republican Party in the last 3 years.
He advised hardcore MAGA Republicans on their scheme to overturn the 2020 election results.
On the court, Kelly could take away our voting rights
and women's rights.
Do you want a radical like that on the Supreme Court? Dan Kelly is too extreme.
Dan Kelly is too extreme. He doesn't care about us.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
and struggle to try to fight back to realize that there are people who are still gambling with that.
Well, let me just so that we don't participate in creating any concern on the part of listeners. What the FDIC did this weekend makes everybody's money safe in the bank, okay? Nobody's not going to get their money out of the bank, so that bank failures, to the extent they might occur, are not going to occur because people can't get their money out of the bank. What's happening now is on the stock market, people are thinking that banks might not be as good a place to invest their money in owning the banks, okay? So the people who own banks are thinking, you know what, I have this stock in J.P. Morgan Chase, and I'm not sure it's worth as much as I paid for it. I'm going to sell it because the banking industry looks a right. little more fragile than I thought it was in terms of now I'm looking in the inside of it and seeing that, gee, maybe they're not as smart a place as I thought. The fact that bank stock goes down in value so long as those banks stay in operation will not have an impact on Tom, Dick, and Mary.
Sandy, I don't mean that it's going to have an impact on Tom, Dick, and Mary from that perspective. It will from the perspective of now the stock market starts to take a dive, and that then impacts
yes.
the economy.
March 15th. March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th. March 15th. March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.